devotion brought to you by Bible Fellowship Church. I know most use an appliance called a dishwasher for cleaning dishes, but I prefer washing them the old-fashioned way. Can you imagine with me washing your dirty dishes only on the outside, leaving all the gunk on the inside, then feeling good because you got the dishes done? I know that sounds absurd, and by now, you're probably thinking I'm a crazy lady. But let's compare this ludicrous example to our spiritual lives. Let's use the scribes and the Pharisees as an example. Matthew 23:13 and 23 and 26 through 26 says, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourself nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean." The scribes were teachers of the law, and the Pharisees were false leaders who have drawn the people away from the kingdom of heaven instead of toward it. The woes in verse 13 are a mixture of condemnation, regret, and sorrow. There are several woes in chapter 23, all of them recognizing the spiritual condition of the hearts of the scribes and Pharisees. Now, before we begin to judge the scribes and Pharisees, we should stop and analyze the spiritual condition of our own hearts and minds. Do we walk through our lives looking like we follow the teaching of our Lord and Savior? Do we have service Christianity where it looks like we are servants of Jesus because we read our Bibles every day, or we proclaimed that we read the Bible, the entire Bible in a year, or we boast that we are faithful in attendance to all the church functions, or we regularly give our tithe and offering, but we make sure somebody else knows about it? Or we could be maybe a scholar of the word and puffed up with pride because of that. Or we could be participators in ministries to the poor and needy, to the youth ministry, to the children's ministry, and the list goes on and on. There are lots of ministry we could be involved in that makes us look like we are spiritually clean. Let's stop for a minute and think. Are we doing all these things in order to wash the outside of the dish, allowing what can be seen to be clean, while all the gunk is still on the inside? Are we living the lives of hypocrites like the scribes and Pharisees by living a life guided by self? Or have we washed the dishes on the inside and removed all the gunk? Have we truly asked Jesus to cleanse our hearts? Ask him to forgive our sins so we can assuredly be servants of his. Matthew 5:20 tells us, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." That's pretty to the point, don't you think? The public religious acts of the Pharisees were not because of their deep devotion to God, not at all. They did the things they did and said the words they said for the purpose of power and to be acknowledged by man as super Christians. They were driven by selfishness, not godliness. They did not submit their hearts to God. So, as we go about our week, let's ponder on the condition of our own hearts. Do we allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, or do we look to our selfish heart to guide us? Do we need to go back to the cabinet and pull out a few dirty dishes and make sure they're clean? It would turn our stomachs to try and eat out of a dirty dish. Let's not live like the scribes and Pharisees. Let's wash the inside of the dish by having some time with our Lord and asking forgiveness for the selfishness that lives in our hearts. We don't want to turn God's stomach with our gunk on the inside. Let's ask Him to help us be clean and live our lives according to His will for us. Unlike the Pharisees and the scribes, we don't need to put on an act to have power and be seen. When we are a child of God, we have the ultimate power, and we are seen by the only one that matters. I pray that we will all take these passages to heart. I pray that we all make this a priority this week, and that we don't walk around looking like we have a clean heart when we don't. Let's get with our Lord and Savior and make sure that our hearts are clean. I hope you have a great week. Don't be a scribe or a Pharisee. Be a squeaky clean child of God.